Right now, we bring Gershon Solomon to these microphones as we continue this special edition of Prophecy Today, looking at all the preparations for the next temple to be built in the city of Jerusalem. Since 1991, I've had the honor of being able to know Gershon Solomon. He heads up an organization called Temple Mount Faithful. They have found and prepared the cornerstones that would be used to start construction on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. Gershon, thank you for joining us today on this special edition of Prophecy Today. We're talking about the temple and the building of the temple on the Temple Mount. In essence, there needs to be a cornerstone, and you actually have a cornerstone that has been prepared by halakhic law for the purpose of starting the construction. Is that correct?
That's correct. And, you know, actually we have now two cornerstones for the third temple. Each one of them is weight 6.5 ton, marble stones, and they were prepared, as you said, according to the biblical law, yes. No metal was used to prepare them. But they were prepared by diamond, as I said, according to the biblical law and the word of God. And I can tell through you on the first time that we are starting shortly to prepare the other stones for the building of the temple. And this is really an exciting time. You know, Israel is now really experiencing maybe the greatest time in our history, time of redemption, time of redemption of the people and the land of Israel, and Jerusalem in the midst of it, capital of Israel, the city of God, and this is God's timing to rebuild the temple of God, and this will be actually the climax of this great time in the history of Israel, and I would say in the history of all the world, because the rebuilding of the temple will open not only a great spiritual time in the history of Israel, but in the history of all the world and all the mankind. You know, there is an exciting prophecy of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. And this prophecy is speaking about our time, when the God of Israel is saying to us, in the last days will be rebuild the house of the Lord on the highest of the mountains, and be exalted above the hills, and all the nations will flow to it, to Jerusalem, to the city of God, to the God of Jacob, to learn his ways, and Torah will go out of Jerusalem to all the nations. And then, give attention to what God is saying to us, then will come a real peace to Israel and to all the world. All the nations will change their weapons to agriculture vessels, and they will no more learn war. And a real peace will cover all the earth. This is the timing of the end time, God's temple. From the earlier times, Exodus 25:8, build me a temple, and I will dwell among you, is calling God to Israel. And the third temple, this is a call to all the nations. He will dwell from Jerusalem among all his creation.
Gershon, do you believe today we are closer to the building of the temple than when you told me you thought it could happen at any time some 20 years ago? Are we closer today?
Absolutely. We are very close. And, you know, people ask me, Why we are, you believe that we are so close? See what happens around Israel. So many enemies, walls, and terror, and now from Iran is another enemy of Israel preparing nuclear weapon, and he's stating Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, that he prepared to destroy Israel. And all around Israel, Islamic revolutions calling to destroy Israel. When I see all of this, I know that time is short. It was prophesied.
Gershon, do you believe that in your lifetime there will be a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem?
No doubt about it. I feel it in all my bones. I can hear in the air, the, like God is speaking to me and telling to me, Gershon, be strong, continue your campaign. Soon my house will be rebuilt. Don't fear anyone, not the enemies, not the weak people inside Israel, but be strong, go and build my temple. And I want to tell you, Jimmy, once the temple is rebuilt, a real peace will come to Israel and to all the mankind, as God prophesied to us.
What's next, Gershon? I understand that all the preparations have been made. Everything is ready to start building the temple. Is the setting of the cornerstone, your cornerstones that you've brought to the Temple Mount area, often to try to put up there and start the building, is that the next thing to happen in the building of the next temple?
Yeah, the first time that we took the cornerstone to lay on the Temple Mount, and really it shocked all the Middle East and all the world, was in the year 1990. Since 1990, we tried again and again, and we shall do it again shortly, we shall try to take the cornerstone and lay it on the corner on the Temple Mount and start the process.
Gershon, it was 1990. You say you tried to erect that first cornerstone on the Temple Mount. I remember in 1991, 1 year later, when I produced my first documentary on the rebuilding of the temple, you were there endeavoring to try to go up onto the Temple Mount. All the news media, CNN and everybody, was covering this situation. And I had a conversation with you at that time, and you said that you were ready to put that cornerstone in place to start construction of the next temple. But here we are 20 years later, and it's still waiting to happen. But as you say, it could happen at any moment. Gershon, talk to me, if you will, about the Ark of the Covenant. I know that you had a dear friend, Rabbi Yehuda Getz, who was able to go to the location of the Ark of the Covenant. And you had a conversation with me. It's on my documentary, Ready to Rebuild, Revisited, the latest information about the preparations for the next temple. You talked to me about receiving a call early in the morning from Rabbi Getz and talking to you about the Ark of the Covenant. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it was really an exciting major moment in the history of Israel. When and it is a long story, but I will make a long story a short one. It was when Rabbi Getz, a great man, a great person, that told me always, it is enough for me to be the rabbi of the Western world. It has no meaning for me. Now I want and I should be the rabbi of the Temple Mount. So it was one night this year when I got a call in after the middle of the night. It's come quickly. We are going to pick up the Ark of Covenant. Your dream is going to become a reality. So I had not even time, I was so excited, even to put my shoes on my legs, and I ran quickly with my car to the tunnel that Rabbi Getz cleaned, and he discovered a gate that was closed, not by the original stones, the Herodic stones, and he opened this gate, and he discovered a beautiful and exciting tunnel. from the Second Temple. This is the Tunnel of the Priests, from where the priest used to enter to the temple directly with no need to be involved on the rest Israelis from the southern gates of the Temple Mount, and by this way to keep their purity in a better way. And we knew it through the Bible and other books that that the Ark of Covenant is under the Dome of the Rock, location of the Holy of Holies, in the end of this tunnel and in a secret room. And really, we needed just maybe 1 or 2 days to complete the cleaning the tunnel so we can open the gate to this room. And unfortunately, again, a weakness, we missed a great moment in the history of Israel and all the world, exactly as it happened in the 1967. We missed a great moment. I tell you, Jimmy, you can imagine what it could make to Israel, to all the world, and to the cause of the rebuilding of the temple. But let me tell you, you know, you told me that we spoke 20 years ago, and I say the temple will be soon rebuilt. What is 20 years in history of Israel of 4,000 years? But I tell you, Jimmy, in 1967, when God brought the Israeli forces to the Temple Mount, in 1967, his intention was to immediately, in the next day, to start the building of the temple. This great moment of building of the temple was not canceled, dear Jimmy. It just was delayed for a short time. I believe that this time is coming again shortly because God is determined to build his temple. And the Israelites are anointed and called to build it. And I am sure I know it, Jimmy. Time is short. And one morning we shall awake and we shall hear the temple started to be rebuilt. The Arab and Islamic pagan enemy was removed from the heel of God. And a great era in the life of Israel and all the nations started.
Gershon Solomon, he heads up the Temple Mount Faithful. They have the cornerstones. They're preparing the additional stones that will be used in the building of the temple. Gershon, thank you so very much, my friend, and I pray with you that temple will be up very soon. Thank you, Gershon. I appreciate that so very much.
God bless you.